All right, everybody, this is my stimulus update for Friday, April 17th. How I'm gonna do this is I basically collected the top 10 questions y'all are asking me in the comments, and I'm going to answer them, okay? But first, I want us all to just collectively mourn the state of the stimulus, because it is in an absolute state of disarray for many people. If you've already gotten yours, great. But for those of you who haven't, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's people getting incorrect stimulus amounts, stimulus being deposited into the wrong account, parents not getting the $500 for their children, dead people getting stimulus payments, but we the living not getting ours. And of course, it's been widely reported that many users of H&R Block, TurboTax, Jackson Hewitt, and other tax preparation software or services are not getting their stimulus direct deposited because, for instance, they paid their tax prep fee out of their refund, or they got a refund advance on one of these companies' debit cards for a fee. Because what happens in that situation is there's a temporary bank account that the IRS actually deposits the refund to, and then TurboTax or whoever takes their fee out of that account, and then the balance remaining gets loaded up on the debit card or wherever, okay? So end of story, IRS never actually used the taxpayer's real direct deposit information on file because they transmitted the funds to a temporary bank account. Seemed like an okay process at the time, but now with the stimulus, it's screwing everybody over. I mean, it's like, didn't you guys think of this before, IRS? I mean, and they were aware of the issue. TurboTax and H&R Block and others had FAQ sections on their website addressing this very issue. And all it said was, you know, we're waiting to hear back from the IRS, right? So it's not like no one thought of this beforehand. It's the IRS knew this was going to be an issue. It had been communicated to them by TurboTax and H&R Block that this was going to be an issue, but they just didn't care enough to do anything about it, okay? Of course, if you're in that situation, the IRS says that you should try to use the Get My Payment tool to input your bank information, and I know that tool is a disaster. I know it doesn't work for many of you, but hopefully they will fix it. Get rid of that BS payment status not available error so you can input your information. And if you do get that payment status not available error, it doesn't necessarily mean you're not getting a stimulus check if you qualify. Meaning that you have a social security number, your income is under the threshold amounts we've talked about in several videos, and no one can claim you as a dependent, you are eligible for a stimulus payment. So what does this payment status not available mean? Now, it can mean many things, okay? And only one of those options means you're not eligible for a stimulus. So don't freak out if you get that message. You can review my video yesterday where I tell you all the things that this payment status not available message could possibly mean. For example, the Get My Payment tool has not yet been updated for Social Security recipients. So if you're on Social Security, don't be scared that you're getting this payment status not available message on the Get My Payment tool. This is just the IRS being the IRS, confusing as ever, okay? And that brings me to my next point. I think the question we're all asking right now is why? Why is this happening? Why is this all such a freaking disaster? Now, of course, like I mentioned yesterday, the IRS has objectively had a lot to do for millions of Americans in a relatively short amount of time. Some things are inevitably going to fall through the cracks. There's no question about that. But still, with the things we've seen going on the past couple days, the TurboTax H&R Block thing, the stimulus payments being wrong or even non-existent for people who are the easy cases, right? Those who file their 2019 return with direct deposit information. And finally, the icing on the cake, this Get My Payment tool just causing massive confusion because based on the information that people are getting when they actually use the tool, it's not effectively communicating the situation to the user, and it's freaking everybody the heck out, right? For these kinds of things, there's really no excuse, and this is a massive disservice to the American people by the IRS. So what's going on here? Allow me to vent for a minute, okay? Because commenter Kim, so what is going on here? Well, commenter Kim gives us a clue, and thank you for this information, Kim. She tells us that based on her own experience working at the IRS, that 80% of employees there are alcoholics or mentally ill. Now, Kim, I don't know you. I don't know if you actually worked at the IRS. I cannot independently verify this 80% figure. But based on the American public's collective experience this week with the IRS and my personal frustration, I must say the clues are definitely there. I mean, think about it. If this is true, now they're working from home in their pajamas, day drinking, potentially. And if this is true, that's who we're dealing with here. These would be the people who are in charge of getting you your money and who are the individuals behind this absolutely inane get my payment tool and it's nonsensical payment status not available error. I mean, the clues are there in other ways too, right? I don't know if it's 80%. Like I said, I don't know Kim, but I'm just saying the clues are there. Right? Do you even know what the official name is? I've been calling it the IRS tool or the IRS portal for non-filers because the real name is so freaking bad. Do you know what the official name for the portal where non-filers can input their information is? The one I did a walkthrough for last Friday when it rolled out, it's literally called, this is the actual freaking name of the tool. It's called the Non-Filers Enter Your Payment Info Here Tool. What? That's like calling Gmail the computer users, read and respond to emails here, tool. See what I mean? Who comes up with that? I mean, would any of you, in a sober state, name a tool something like that? I don't think so. I mean, like, call it the tool for non-filers or the non-filers application or something, not the non-filers. Enter your payment info here application. That is incredibly confusing. And you have to know, this is the federal government, right? So the name of this thing probably went through at least, and Kim, please let me know if I'm wrong here, but at least 5 layers of review. And they all thought this disaster of a name was perfectly fine. And now we know, thanks to Kim, possibly, it's because they're all sloshed. Or loopy. Or at least 4 out of 5 of them, according to Kim. And the 5th one could probably care less. So, and I mean, like, have you ever called the IRS? Like, it's just an absolute... Anyway, look, I'm getting off course here. That's enough of that. Let's get to the top 10 questions. Okay, that's the whole point of this video. So like I said, I'm seeing a lot of the same questions in the comments. So rather than going through every comment and replying, I made a list of the top 10 and we'll answer them now rapid fire. Okay, question number 1. My spouse is overdue on child support. I am not. I don't have children from previous relationship and I do not pay child support. We filed jointly. Will all of our stimulus payment be garnished for my spouse's past due child support or just his portion? So, I'm assuming that if you're filing jointly with somebody, your spouse, who's behind on child support, that you file with your tax return every year, Form 8379, Injured Spouse Allocation. Okay, and if you have filed this for 2019 or for 2018, if you haven't filed your 2019 tax return yet, the IRS will respect that injured spouse allocation for purposes of the stimulus payment. You don't have to file a separate injured spouse, okay, for stimulus, if you've already filed one with your most recently filed tax return. Now, you will receive your payment for the $1,200, okay? But your spouse will not. His or hers, as the case may be, will be garnished. They won't take the whole thing, though. You'll get your portion. Now, if you didn't file injured spouse with your tax return, you should file one right away for your stimulus just to be safe, okay? Next question. When will Social Security recipients get their stimulus? So, based on the latest information we've seen, if you're on direct deposit for your Social Security benefits next week, that's what they've been saying, next week, okay? But keep in mind that many people expected their stimulus this week and they haven't gotten it yet, or it was wrong, okay? So just be aware of the situation that's going on. If you're expecting a paper check, that should begin in early May. Next question. So the rule to get the $500, for a child to get the $500, the child must be under the age of 17. What if my child turns 17 in 2020? That's fine. So if your child turns 17 in 2020, IRS has said that you will still get the $500 for that child, and you do not have to repay the credit for them on your 2020 tax return. Okay, so you're good. Next question. If I owe taxes to the IRS, will my payment be reduced? No. When it comes to government-related debts and garnishments and things like that, past due child support is the only thing that could prevent you from receiving your stimulus payment. Now, as I've gone over in my April 11th stimulus update, Private debt collectors could still theoretically seize your stimulus payment if it pops up in your bank account. So review that video for more information. Next question, do SSI recipients still have to do anything to get a stimulus payment? So 2 days ago, Treasury and the Social Security Administration announced that SSI recipients will now get their stimulus payment automatically. The minute that news came out, I made a video about it. So if you're an SSI, go watch that video from April 15th. There is some other information for you in there that you'll want to know. Next question. I received my tax refund via direct deposit, but I recently closed that account. How will I get my stimulus payment? Okay, I mentioned this in my April 15th update, but what will happen is the bank will obviously reject the deposit and you will receive a paper check. The address the IRS is going to use will be the address on your most recently filed tax return, or your address is updated with the United States Postal Service. Next question. I filed my 2019 tax return, but I owed the IRS my return. I paid from my bank account. Will the IRS use this information to direct deposit my stimulus payment? The answer to that question is no. They are only using the direct deposit refund information found on line 20 of your 2018 Form 1040 or line 21 of your 2019 Form 1040. If you use electronic fund withdrawal to pay the IRS, if you paid via EFTPS, the electronic fund transfer payment system, direct pay, or any of that, that doesn't count for stimulus purposes, okay? Remember, the IRS wants to use tax return data as much as possible. That's why they threw such a fit for a couple days about Social Security getting their payments automatically, right? Because they want to just use tax return data. That's the data they have. That's the data they want to use, okay? So if you made a payment to the IRS, your direct deposit information is not on your tax return. So the IRS it will not use your payment information for stimulus purposes, only if you got a direct deposit refund, not if you used your bank to pay them, all right? Next question, will I get a stimulus for a child I had in 2020? If you had a child in 2020, you will not get a stimulus payment for $500 for them, but you will be able to claim the $500 as a credit on your 2020 tax return for them, okay? And this will be in addition to the normal $2,000 child tax credit. So you'll be made whole when you file your 2020 tax return next year in 2021. You just have to wait a while. Next question, what if I claim my adult child as a dependent in 2019, but I can no longer claim them as a dependent in 2020? So in this case, you don't get the $500 for them. Okay, however, your child, because they can no longer be claimed as a dependent for tax year 2020, would be eligible, or I mean, depending on how much they make, they could be eligible to get their own $1,200 as a tax credit on their 2020 tax return. Same thing for other dependent adults, a dependent parent, or someone like that. So, you know, there's some planning opportunities here, right? Personal exemptions are gone, so unless you're paying tuition or something where you can actually claim a specific credit or deduction for an adult dependent, it's not a guarantee that you will get a tax benefit for claiming an adult dependent, okay? Now, you can't just decide to not claim them as a dependent if they qualify to be a dependent, okay? Because they have to be completely ineligible to be claimed as a dependent in 2020 in order for them to be eligible to get the $1,200 as a tax credit on their 2020 tax return, okay? I went over that rule in the law, you know, in the law in my AOC Fox News video. So look, if it's worth it, you know, you gotta do the math. If it's worth it, you should now say to your adult dependent child, assuming they're not, you know, disabled or something like this, hey, get a job, pay for at least over half of your own support. Then they'll theoretically be eligible for the $1,200 as a credit on their 2020 tax return if they're underneath those income limits. Okay, so maybe now is the time to do some planning with your adult dependents. Last question, do veterans benefit recipients have to do anything to get their stimulus payment? The answer to this question, and this is breaking news, this was just announced by the IRS today, April 17th. Veterans benefits recipients will receive their $1,200 stimulus payment automatically. Okay? Just like SSI was announced 2 days ago, now they're making the same announcement for veterans benefits. You will get your $1,200 stimulus payment automatically. Now, if you have a dependent child under the age of 17 who qualifies for the $500 payment, You will need to use the IRS tool for non-filers to report them as your dependent in order to get the extra $500 for them. The IRS did not speak to the timing of payments for veterans benefits recipients in terms of the stimulus. So that information is forthcoming. But I am very happy to announce that veterans benefits recipients will receive their $1,200 stimulus payments automatically, just like SSI, Social Security Retirement, Railroad Retirement Beneficiaries, and SSDI recipients. So thank you for your service. In other news, of course, you've probably heard, if you're a business owner, the SBA Paycheck Protection Program is out of money. But keep applying, right? There's obviously the big fight right now in Congress. Republicans want more money for this. Democrats are pushing back. You know, they don't want to do this, or at least not without their conditions met. So do hang tight. All right, that will do it for today. Please be sure to like and subscribe. Tomorrow, I will be publishing my interview with former Social Security Administration Commissioner Michael J. Astru, who headed Social Security through the last financial crisis. I talked to him about the role of Social Security in a time of crisis, and you really don't want to miss that. All right, also, I made this request yesterday. What other kinds of content do you want to see from me on this channel? I will continue to do stimulus updates, of course. You know, for this stimulus and for potential future stimuli, as well as keep on top of what's going on in Washington that can affect your pocketbook. But I really want to know what other kinds of content you'd like me to create. And no, don't say like aliens or anything like that. Something finance related or investing related or tax or business related, because that's the type of stuff I'm obsessed with and I like talking about. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm in the process of making a video that was requested by a commenter yesterday who answered this question, and hopefully I will release that one next week in addition to the stimulus updates. But I really want to know what other kinds of content you want to see. All right, that'll do it. Keep on keeping on cursing the IRS today, because I know that I will be, and I'll see you tomorrow, if not later today. Bye-bye.